Yet further discussion of Radha Katha. You may wonder when this is going to end. Well, it's never going to end. I'm going to have to bring this series of talks to an end at some point. Why? Well, in some ways, it's more important to discuss topics which can help us practically at the basic level to come up to that level. Otherwise, the topics, Radha Katha, that should go on and on and on and will go on and on and on. But we also have to remember, where will it end? Where does it begin? That's maybe more relevant to our discussion. Where will it begin? We have to begin with Bhagavad Gita as it is. We have to begin with service to Hari Guru Vaishnava. We have to chant at least 16 rounds every day. Traditionally, it was considered you have to chant at least 64 rounds a day. So Srila Prabhupada said it for us, at least 16. So that much at least we should do. Otherwise, it becomes farcical. Whoops, there's a mosquito. Nothing to do with Radha. Are there mosquitoes in the spiritual world? Srila Prabhupada was once asked. He replied that, well, if there are, they won't bite you. They bite us with the love bug, love of Radha and Krishna. That would be very nice, but we have to get there before we go there. So discussion of Radha Katha. How do we go? How do we get there? That's the real question. Again, we have to start off 16 rounds, four regulated principles. 16 plus 4 equals BTG. Srila Prabhupada gave that formula. If we do this throughout our life, we can go back to Godhead. Of course, there are other things to do also. The other day I quoted Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He started his series of songs, Siddhi Lalasa, aspiring for the highest perfection, by expressing his desire to serve Navadvip Dham, to live in Navadvip Dham. And ultimately, what would be the outcome of that? Dhamer Sharup, Hoibe Naya. Dhamer Sharup, Shuribe Nayane, Hoibo Radharadasi. When the mercy of the Dham, the holy Dham of Navadvip, manifests to him, he can see the Dhamma as it is, not just some, as we see it, some rice fields, some people going about their daily business. Well, we may see it like that also, but see that there's the absolutely spiritual manifestation. Then, Hoibo Radharadasi. Then I'll be a maidservant of Radha. So there's nothing higher than this. There's nowhere higher to go. Radha Dasyam, the service of Shrimati Radharani. There's nowhere higher to go. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how his aspiration, Varana Tarit, his bodily luster is golden, Varana Tarit, Vasa Taravali, his dress is like the sky at night, speckled with stars. Nama Kamala Manjari, his name is Kamala Manjari. And he goes on to explain the Vayasha Sharibara Varsha Vayasa Satata. And all the different details. His age is eternally 12 and a half years, actually 12 years, 6 months, 10 days to be precise. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how he is aspiring for this situation of being a manjari, a little girl in the service of Radha and Krishna. So nowhere higher to go, but a little higher. What is that? Higher, to be dasanu 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 das, or in the case of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And actually, most of the acharyas in our Gaudiya line, it's to become Darcy Anudarsi Anudarsi Anudarsi. The number one Darcy is Sri Radha, and to become the female, who can be a servant of her? Females, so it's in this line of becoming a servant of the servant of the servant. Specifically, to become a servant, there are various levels of service. One can serve in Dasya Bhav, Dasya Rati, as a specific servant. That means a kinkara, one who performs menial services. And then there's friendship, parental, and loving relationship in the mood of a conjugal lover. A conjugal or the male-female relationship, that kind of lover. So the aspirations of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is to become a servant, maidservant, at the level of performing menial tasks. The manjaris, they're called, the pre-pubal girls who serve Radha in a very menial role. They can paint the altar, the red lac dye on her feet, comb her hair, braid her hair, decorate her hair with flowers. Karpura Seva. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's specific aspiration as Kamala Manjari. Her service is to bring camphor and presumably to light the camphor, offer arati and all these things. So it's a very menial service. Then we're going to have Sakya Bhav with Radha also as a friend. Then she has her friends, among whom the Ashta Shakhi are most famous, headed by Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champakalata. Who does I said four so far? Sudevi, Ranga Devi, Tunga Vidya, and Chitra, did I say? Maybe I'm missing one. Anyway, and there are others also, famous Shama, and so many other. They're friends of Radha. Then it's possible to have a relationship, a parental relationship with Radha as a female or as a male. And the women of Vrindavan, with the elderly gopis, we hear that they're very loving in a motherly relationship towards Krishna. And Mother Yashoda is, well, apart from her direct parents, Rishabhanu and Kirtida, there's also her grandparents and her uncles. Although her uncle is the father of, the apparent father of Chandra Bhanu, is her father's, Vrishabhanu's one brother is Chandra Bhanu, and his daughter, also magical, mystical appearance of Chandravali. But they have parental affection for Radha also. But as far as Madhurasa, many, many can have this Madhurya Rasa with Krishna. Unlimited numbers of gopis, queens in Dwaraka, Lakshmis in Vaikuntha. Well, in Vaikuntha there's one Lakshmi, but one can also, in each Vaikuntha planet. And in Ayodhya, there's only one, Sita. So those who wanted, when Rama came to, he came to Janakpur for the purpose, he was brought there by Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra had the idea, Ram has to marry Sita, so he'd better go and marry her. So he brought Rama with Lakshman to the kingdom of Janak Maharaj, Mithila. Janakpur is his capital, still there, of course. Then so many other girls who saw Rama, they became in Janakpur. They're, Sita, so lucky. I'd like to go and also be the wife. And that's allowed for a Kshatriya to have many wives, but they had to come next time around. And they had to marry Krishna. And Krishna, or they became gopis in Krishna Lila. And Krishna can accept any number of female lovers, but for there's no Madhurati with Radha except Krishna. There are many cowherd boys in Vrindavan, and they all love Krishna, and they love Radha, and they love everyone because they're devotees. But specifically, their love is focused on Krishna. But they don't have the feeling of intimate lover's love for Radha. So in that way, Radha's love for Krishna is more focused than Krishna's love for Radha. Is there anything more than Krishna's love for Radha? Yes, Radha's love for Krishna, because at least superficially, Krishna, he has so many girlfriends, so many wives, and it's increasing. That's why are we talking all these things? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to invite us. You can also go and kiss Krishna. You can also become his lover. He's got an unlimited appetite and unlimited capacity to love any number of living beings in four, or if you want, five different moods. So he's spread out. He's God. He's got to satisfy everyone. But Radha only has to satisfy Krishna. So her love is more. Of course, Krishna's love for Radha is unlimited. And Radha's love for Krishna is unlimited. For that matter, Krishna's love for every single jiva is unlimited. But still we can say, because our acharyas say, that the love that Radha has for Krishna is so intense, so much full of bliss, that even Krishna himself wants to experience the happiness that she feels from loving him. He can't do that as long as he's Krishna, so he has to become Gaura. Gauranga becomes Gaurangi. Radha becomes Gauranga to have the feelings that she has for him. So it is possible to love Radha in Vatsalya Rasa. Not only possible, but it's an intimate part of the tapestry of the scenery, the ambience, the ethos of Vrindavan, is that Radha has her parents also. And she has her friends. She has mostly girlfriends, but some of the cowherd boys relate to her in a friendly mood also. Friendly means not always. Not always very friendly, but friends fight also. So the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls, they often have fights. And believe it or not, folks, the girls often win. Want women's liberation? We have to go there, for that's the real women's liberation. They're completely tied up to Krishna. They're so completely tied up to Krishna that they sometimes tie him up also. He could be a friend of Radha and also what our Gaurya Acharyas, they are. Most of them, if they reveal, they aspire for service to Radha, not directly, as a servant of another servant. Actually, a servant of another, a servant of a servant. I get that right? Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur aspires for a position in the service of, he specifically Rupa Manjari, but in some of his songs he mentions also Guna Manjari, Vilas Manjari. See there, here we have Rupa Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami. It's all very intricate if we throw in the element of Gaura Leela also. Chaitanya Leela, Shumadhur, Krishna Leela, Shukapur, Duhe Mele Hoi Shumadhurja. Sadhu Guru Prasad, De Tahaja Asha, De Sejane, Madhurja Prachurja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are just like sweet nectar, and Krishna's pastimes are just like a little drop of camphor. So if we mix them together, the sweetness becomes more and more and more. So anyone who tastes that nectar by the grace of the gurus and the sadhus, that prasad, they get the prasad of the gurus and sadhus in the form of hearing those pastimes. They, such persons, can know what is immense sweetness. This is the pun that Chaitanya Charitamrita Ka, Srila Prabhupada sometimes used to refer to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as Chaitanya Charitamrita Ka, the one who has made Chaitanya Charitamrita. Well, in one sense, you can't say he made it. It's there already, but he wrote it down. Just like the Vedas, no one makes them, but someone writes them down. Or someone organizes them. That's Vyasadeva. So this great sweetness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Radha Dasyam. He came to reveal the glories of Radha, Radha Mohima, Prema Rasa Shima, Jagate Dhyana Toke. And he did that primarily through Rupa Goswami. Therefore we pray Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He did that primarily through Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, being a servant in his gopi form, a servant of Lalita, who is Srirupa Damodar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srirupa Damodar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a little instruction to Rupa Goswami and told Srirupa Damodar, you tell him the rest. You can enlighten him more. So Rupa Goswami, who is the head of our sampradaya, in his gopi, he's the head of our form, therefore we're known as Rupanuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the head, but practically he did it through Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, he instructs us how we can serve, in how we can attain that position of service. The general position is Jibe Sarup Hoi Krishna Nitya Das. The general position is that we're all constitutionally servants of Krishna. Krishna Tatastha Shakti Bheda Bheda Prakash. We are constitutionally Krishna's in-between potency. We're not part of the material potency. We're not on the level of Radha and Yashoda, Nanda. We're not there, but we're in the mixed, in the in-between position. So in this way, we are one with and different from Krishna. We're manifested in such a way. But we can also, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's invitation, we can join that Nitya Leela, the eternal pastimes of Krishna. And Rupa Goswami, on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, revealed how to do that. And what is his position? He's a servant of Srirupa Damodar Lalita, who is a servant of Radha, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a servant of Krishna, who's also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these very esoteric subject matters Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed through Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami revealed to us not specifically how we're going to become a friend in the relationship of Lalita, but on that level, but more in our sampradaya, they have revealed how we can aspire to the position of a little girl in the service of the servants of Radha and Krishna. And in the line of Nityananda Balaram, there are also those who aspire to the position of becoming a friend of Krishna, a cowherd boyfriend. So there's no higher, I just said that there's no higher position to attain than that of a servant of Radha, but more specific, we want to go a little higher. There's nothing higher, but if we want to go a little higher in our understanding, we come down. As Srila Prabhupada said, understanding means standing under. When we understand that we're not supposed to be the master of all that we survey, that we're not supposed to be taking a position where we're over everyone else, Ishvaroham Aham Bhogi, thinking that I'm the controller, I'm God, I'm the enjoyer. When we understand this, then we stand under and we can begin to understand all these things. So there's nothing higher than the service of Radha. That's a general principle. But if we are going to enter into that principle, then we're going to follow in the footsteps of the acharyas who teach us, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaches us, Rupa Goswami teaches us, Narottam Das most famously teaches us, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Shemar Shampada, the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami are my wealth. This song is often considered, this kirtan is considered to be the zenith of aspirations for Gaurīya Vaiṣṇavas. To have as the wealth of one's life the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari. So what is our religion? What's your religion all about? Some people, they ask us, what is your religion all about? So we may tell them that, we may not tell them, we don't tell them this thing, we tell them, but if we are to be frank and honest, and maybe many of our devotees don't know this, but at least those who identify in the line of Narottam Das, they'll say that my ultimate aspiration is to worship the feet of a little girl. And who is that little girl? Sri Rupa Manjari. This is the highest, highest truth, is to worship a little girl. And actually, yeah, my stomach's got something to say. Actually, it's not just the Vaishnavas who say this. Practically, the Shaktas in Bengal, they do this. They have the 9 days, not only in Bengal, the Shaktas, the worshippers of Durga, they do this. They, in the Durga Puja, 9 days, Navaratri, in the Sharadiya, Navaratri, the 9 days in the autumn, they worship Durga in 9 different forms on 9 different days. And in Bengal, on the 8th day, and other places on the 9th day, they do Kumari Puja, which means that they dress up a young girl, prepubal. Kumari means prepubal. Dress her up very nicely, understanding her to be a manifestation of Durga, the Universal Mother. Every female is a manifestation of the Universal Mother, especially, well, human females. Therefore, in Bengal, we find the cult of Ma. The mother is very strong in Bengal. They worship their own mother. They worship all women as mother. Tara Ma, specifically the form of Kali, who is manifested at Tara Pitam. But all the Shaktas, anyway, I'm saying that. The Shaktas, the Durga worshippers, Kali worshippers, Tara worshippers of Bengal, they literally worship a young girl. Elderly men, even sannyasi at the Ramakrishna Mission, will worship with all puja paraphernalia. So they've got it almost. They almost got it. They almost got it by worshipping a Kumari. Unfortunately, they're worshipping the Kumari who is a manifestation of Durga, whereas we are worshipping the remember Radha is Kishori, and the Manjaris, they're Kumaris. So Kishoris are a little older. Their bodily features are fully manifested. The Kumaris, they're the older Kumaris, means their bodily features, female bodily features, are just beginning to manifest. So, or maybe not manifested at all. So, the worshippers of Durga, they worship the female energy, which powers the whole universe. She is Shakti. They're called Shaktas because Durga is the Shakti. The wind blows, the rain pours, the empires rise and fall. It's all going on by Shakti. There's a Shakti behind all of this. That is Durga. Behind the Shakti is Krishna. She is, Durga acts on the order of Krishna. Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Reka, Chayeva, Yasya, Bhumanani, Bibharati, Durga, Ichana, Rupamapi, Yasya, Chachayishta, Te, Sa, Govindam, Adi, Purusham, Tamaham, Bhajami. She, by whose Shakti, by whose energy, she is the manifestation of that energy by which the creation of the universe, the maintenance of the universe, the destruction of the universe, it all requires tremendous energy. That energy is Durga. She is like a shadow of Krishna. She's also the sister of Krishna. Janmashtami means Krishna is born at the same time, twin sister, the Shakti, of which the whole universe is running on. She is born along with Krishna. Then later almost immediately she's taken to Mathura by Vasudev. She chastises Kamsa verbally. Physically, that was to be done by Krishna himself. And then she manifests herself in different places. And then very famous places of Shakti worship, where she has different names. And then again, she manifests in, 54 Shakti Pitams, and some say more. Anyway, she is the energy by which she is the material world. Personified. She's a material energy personified. Tremendous energy. In one atom, there's so much energy. And then how much in the universe? So much energy. That is Durga. But she is the shadow of Krishna, working under his direction. But if we go up to this... Yeah, and she manifests as a young girl also. Kumari. But if we go into another dimension altogether, then we'll find that the Shakti in the spiritual world, Krishna is subordinate to that. The material energy is subordinate to Krishna, and the spiritual energy that is bhakti shakti, why Radha is so powerful that she can control Krishna. She is so powerful by the power of love. In the material world, the power is the power of desire, samsara vasana. That is the power by which this whole material cosmos runs on. Aparaya mitasya, we have the description Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumirapa nano vayo kang mano buddhir eva cha ahankara iti yangme bhina prakriti ashtadha. The material energy, which is Krishna's separated energy, manifests in eight principal elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. And then aparayamitastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Beside that, there is a superior energy, which are all the living entities which make the universe go on. Jagat, gachatiti jagat. What moves is the world. And why does it move? This world runs on love, right? Everyone knows that. Desire, love, calm, the word is the same. Desire, because of desires, this universe runs on. Srila Prabhupada once explained, this was 1969 in Boston, United States. There's also a Boston in England, by the way. He explained, someone asked him, why does God create the material world? Why is there a creation? And then, what is the need? He asked the question, what is the need of the material world? And Srila Prabhupada asked, what is the need of a cloud? He answered by asking another question. And no one could think, what is the need of a cloud? What's the answer to that? And Srila Prabhupada said, why? Because there is a need of rain, and therefore God creates the cloud, so there can be rain. So in the same way, there is a need of the material world because we have desire. Because we have desire, then the material world is the place for fulfilling that. But the spiritual world is the place where we go for fulfilling Krishna's desire. Therefore, in the essential differentiation which is made in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the difference between kaam, material desire, and prem, spiritual, love, although both go on conventionally by the name love, but there is a difference. Atendriya priti vancha tare bale kaam. The desire for satisfying one's own senses is called kaam, material desire. Krishnendriya priti icha dhare premanam. The desire to satisfy Krishna's senses is love. So in this spiritual existence, that love, Krishna becomes, he gives a facility in material existence. Okay, you enjoy, you fulfill your desires. You have your samsara vasana, your deep-rooted desires for material enjoyment. And in the spiritual world, there's also desire. It is not, as the impersonalists say, that a field of desirelessness. No, it's desire fullness, the fullness of desire to serve Krishna. So who does that the best? Anaya aradita nunam bhagavan haririshvara. Who fulfills his desire in the best way? She is Radha, and she controls Krishna by her love. Krishna is controlled by love. In the material world, we are controlled by our desires, which force us to take birth again and again and again. In the spiritual world, Krishna is controlled by love, specifically by Radha, his energy, who is more powerful than he himself. Because of her love for him, he has to sometimes beg at her lotus feet. Dehi padda pallava plavamaya. You give me your lotus feet. He very happily. We have in Vrindavan the Seva Kunj, or Sringavart, also the tree under which Krishna serves Radha. He combs her hair. He decorates. He becomes the servant of Radha. He fulfills his samsara vasana, his deep-rooted desires for enjoyment. He very happily becomes the slave of Radha. In this material world, a woman has to become a slave of her husband, at least in the Vedic system, meant for spiritual upliftment. Why that is so, I won't get into here. Slave means, yes, it's like that. Once Srila Prabhupada described that, that was also in that talk in Boston, he described that in the Vedic system, the women become like a slave, and Srila Prabhupada had described, it was just beginning in India at that time, the influence of westernization and feminism and all these things, that a friend of Srila Prabhupada's had called Srila Prabhupada, who was at that time Abhay Babu, to speak to this friend's daughter because she didn't want to marry. Yeah, I know she was doing her MA. She said, I don't want to marry him. Then Srila Prabhupada asked her, why not? I don't want to become anyone's slave. In another time, Srila Prabhupada said, it's better to become the slave of one man than of many men. Anyway, that's another topic. But yeah, in the material world, we are bound. Even if we think we're independent, we're bound by that woman called Durga. She is worshipable. We Vaishnavas, we also worship her. She is so beautiful and kind to the devotees especially, because she very kindly helps us by putting obstacles in our path to pure devotion, just to see how serious we are to become qualified to enter the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, we are also a servant of a woman. We go to serve God? No, but he is a servant of Radha. So ultimately, we're all servants of women. You can't escape it. The woman serves the husband, and this way she brings her under control subtly. So in this whole material world, everyone is a servant of females, directly or indirectly. The females, they're in the mood of being an enjoyer. But everyone is under the control of Durga in this material world, trying to fulfill their samsara vasana, their deep-rooted desires for material enjoyment. And the men who think they're in control, they're also controlled by women. The glance, the glance of Cleopatra brought Julius Caesar under her control. But in the spiritual world, Krishna, he tries to keep up some drama, some farce of being in control. But actually, in Vrindavan, ultimately he has to submit. Radha is in control. So our aim is Radha Paricharja, Jahadhan. Bhaktivinoda Mage Taha Charan. Bhaktivinoda says, I seek the lotus feet of those who have made the personal menial service of Radha their life and their wealth. So again, we come to Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. So the highest, we're going to go higher, 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 higher. This is the highest. To become a gopi servant, of a gopi servant of Sri Radha, who is the best worshipper, the best servant of Krishna, so much a servant that Krishna, he becomes so much obliged to her that he becomes under her control. So this is the highest, and there's really nowhere higher to go. But it's also the highest to be a friend of Krishna. It's also the highest to be a clump of grass in Vrindavan. It's also the highest to be a cow in Vrindavan. It's also the highest to be a servant of Krishna in Dwarka. It's also the highest to be a servant of Lakshmi Narayana in Vaikuntha. Because it's subjective. Whoever, whatever position we're in, what is that? Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Jaha JJ Rashe Mane Uttam. We think that whatever position we're in, we think, this is the best. It is the best for us. Kintu Taratamya. If we examine gradation, still we have to say that the love of the gopis for Krishna is the highest. So everything is the highest in the spiritual world. If we only had gopis, then who would be the cows? The gopis, the cow had girls, so someone has to be the cow. And they're completely happy. And Krishna's in bliss. Krishna loves his cows. To be a cow for Krishna is the highest position. Cows have to eat grass. So to be grass is also. And then what happens to the grass? It gets regenerated. Exactly what happens, it's not exactly going on by, not at all going on by material laws. Everything there is eternal and nothing ever diminishes. But still we have to say the highest position. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Narottam says, their aspiration is to be a young girl, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And then we aspire to be the servant of Srila Prabhupada, who's the servant of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who's also a gopi in Vrindavan, and he aspires to be a servant of Gorky Shodas Babaji and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in this way we have our parampara, that we're servants of the servants of the servant. But nevertheless, because Krishna is so merciful, even we conceive ourselves as the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, but he also allows us to have personal association with him. How is it possible when there are millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions, zillions of gopis that Krishna arranges, that's his mercy, that we all have a very personal, intimate association with Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So the highest of the highest of the highest is to go there and enjoy the bliss. But the bliss is pain. Remember? Oh, the bliss is pain. Oh, why are the Shaktas worshipping Durga and not Rupa Manjari? Because they want to enjoy in the material world. They don't realize that it's full of pain, this material world. That's what I'm saying. They should just, it's nice they're worshipping Kumari, but they should go a little higher. Little higher they have to go. Little higher means a lot higher. They can't enter into the bliss of Vrindavan because they want samsara vasana. They want enjoyment right here in this material world. They can't experience the bliss of Vrindavan. For that we have to serve the samsara vasana of Krishna in the spiritual world by worshipping the lotus feet of Kamala Manjari, Rupa Manjari. In this material world, the worshippers of Kumari, Durga, they aspire for happiness in this material world. They don't realize, or somehow they try to trivialize, this material world is full of pain. We want to enter the world of Vrindavan, where there is the highest, what, bliss, yes, and the highest pain also. Highest pain means the highest bliss. We want to enter that plane by becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. There are so many things to talk about. Talk. What is the use of this talking? Talking means that's the entrance to serving. Gyane prayasap utapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavati avaratam. stanes tita shuti katang tanubang manobi ye prayaso jitta opi apitaistri lokam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invites us with this prayer of Lord Brahma, or this statement of Lord Brahma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invites us that we're in the material world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to hear about, from Ramananda Rai, he didn't want to hear about Varnashram. He didn't reject Varnashram totally, but from Ramananda Rai, he had to hear about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Who's he going to hear? Varnashram, he'll hear that from anyone and everyone. He didn't reject it, but from Ramananda Rai, he wanted to hear something higher. Therefore, he said, Age Kohoa. He wanted even Savadhaman Parityaja Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. Okay, you can get to Vaikuntha with that, but there must be something more. Okay, then this verse. He goes, give up your sense of, I can know, I can understand. I know Krishna. And give that idea up. Gyane Prayasavada. Become humble. This is the very beginning of spiritual life. Actual spiritual life, instead of thinking I'm going to become God, rubbish idea. I become humble and understand that I cannot become God, I become a servant of God. Gyane Prayasamada Pasyanamanti, and dedicate our life to hearing about Him. And then hearing. about the names, the forms, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna. While in this material world, what happens by this endeavor, we can conquer the unconquerable. In other words, we can go from the very, by the beginning with the hearing process, we can come out of the idea that I'm meant to enjoy this material world and enter into the area where we can conquer the unconquerable. This is in Vaikuntha also. Krishna is so kind to his devotees. He says, sadhu nang hridayam tvaham, sadhu nang hridayam mahyam, madanyate na jananti nang tebyo managapi. He said this to Devrasa Muni in relationship with Ambarish Maharaj. This is four-handed Narayan saying this, that sadhu nang hridayam tvaham, the devotees are my heart. They're in my heart. I am their heart. They are my heart. I know nothing but them. No, they know nothing but me. So it's not that there's no love in Vaikuntha. We don't deprecate Vaikuntha. We worship Vaikuntha. It's not that there's love missing, but this spirit of love for Krishna is so intense and so concentrated in Vrindavan, and especially in the gopis. Ramya kachid upasana vrajavadhu ya kalpita. Especially the gopis, their love for Krishna is so intense that it brings Krishna under their control. In Vatsalya Bhav, the elderly gopis, they are clapping their hands, and baby Krishna, the supreme controller of unlimited universes, is dancing like a little boy. Why? Because he is a little boy. He's become a toy play object of their happy love. He becomes obliged to dance as they clap their hands and sing. So this is possible in Vrindavan. We can conquer the unconquerable by love, and it begins with hearing about Him, beginning with Bhagavad Gita. As it is, we're not the body, we don't belong in this material world, we are eternal. We are eternally the servants of Krishna, beginning there, and we go up and up and up and up and up, and we can come to the lotus feet of a little girl. That's the highest. It really is. For us, we cannot become Radha. That's a rascal idea. We cannot become Krishna. That's another rascal idea. But we can become the servant of the servant of the servant of those who are serving Radha and Krishna. And that is the highest aspiration. And Radha and Krishna and Srila Prabhupada willing, I'll speak more about that on another occasion. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha parivadato jano yatatata va nanu mukaro. Still try and learn this verse. Navayam vicharyamaha Harirasa madira mata madati mada bhuvi vilutami nartami nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.